history, humankind has looked to understand the world around us, to define, taxonomize, and scientate. But some secrets have defied the cold scalpel of knowledge. These dark mysteries still reside within the Mind Trench with your guide, Rob Bollock.
More dinner, Rob.
Sorry, I got a real itchy foot. Sorry about that. Right.
Thanks for sharing.
That's it. That's the Mind Trench today. I got an itchy foot. No.
What is going on
I've got three. I'm trying something different. I haven't done this for a while. And I've got three facts. Two of them are real and one of them isn't.
So one's not a fact.
Well, no. Well, no, actually, I never thought about it like that. Anyway, start off, right? The ancient Greek athletes used to remove their spleens because they thought it would make them run faster.
What?
Ancient Greek athletes used to remove their spleens because they thought it would make them run faster.
Now, you see, the thing is, I can't, you know, normally if you'd be like, you could take out an organ, I'd be like, well, that's the lie. But then I'm like, how useful is the spleen?
Well, I didn't know anything about the spleen, to be honest with you, right? And it does, it's part of your lymphatic system and helps remove cellular waste and maintain fluid balance, which I think you probably need if you're running anywhere, do you know what I mean? And make and activate white blood cells for the immune system.
Okay, so that sounds quite important then.
But there's more. You can live without it as your lymph nodes and liver can take over many of the spleen's important functions.
Okay. Now, I'm not sure about that one. Could be true, could be false.
All I will say is, they did some bonkers things, the Greeks, right? One of my favourite things ever for hangovers, it was like, cover your head in cabbage leaves and sniff vinegar. Or something like that.
Have you tried that one? Does it work?
No. Okay. I just don't stop drinking once I start, because that's the easiest way to do it. Right.
Drink responsibly.
Wallets were first used to carry dried meat. Now, this is either true or I saw it on the Flintstones. I'll just get that in first.
When did people start making wallets to carry dried meat? Well, and how big are we talking
here? I think...
Yeah, just like a little pocket-sized
Well, that's
jerky.
The thing. It was before, obviously, before paper money was introduced. It wasn't like you'd go out and buy something with like a bit of corned beef or something.
So you're saying that we used to carry it.
You'd maybe have your flint like for making fire and stuff like that. That was the first sort of ever wallet. I thought it was going to be a huge thing and you had like a big Brontosaurus burger in it or something like that.
So it's just a little pouch, basically.
It's like a little pouch. Yeah, but they called it a wallet.
Okay.
Or maybe they didn't. Maybe I made it up. That's the whole beauty of this, isn't it?
All right, so...
Do you know the best place if you're playing poker is a smiley face, and that's what I'm doing now.
Yeah, you are doing big smiley face. But the thing, I can sort of see how it would be useful to have something to carry.
Yeah.
Dried meat.
Yeah.
But like, you could only carry surely a tiny little bit, like a snack, or is it just a massive bag of dried meat and they just called it a wallet?
I think it was probably,
or we refer to it as a wallet.
Yeah, it would probably be like maybe a rucksack or something.
Okay. My rucksack of dried meats. Yeah. All right, we'll see.
But then
that
could be real dangerous. Could you be wandering about in the woods and you got dried meat on you, like wolves and all that could be after you.
Crikey, you'd have to run fast. So that's the first two potential facts. What's the third one you've got for us?
All the top range of snooker cues are made from ash, and it's a common ash or the European ash, and it's found all over Europe, as the name suggests. But the wood is sourced from Trondheimsfjord, which is a region of Norway. It's the most northern location of the trees, and under them conditions, because it's cold and all that, they reckon it makes the trees denser, which helps the cues absorb shocks and makes them rigid and very resilient. Just as I'm doing all the things with it.
Yeah, you're playing snooker as we speak here. Okay, that one sounds kind of like I believe it, but I also, again, don't know if being cold would make wood, like... denser when it grows.
It's something
seems
about the
legit.
Rings. The rings, like, you know, some, you know, like they're closer together.
Okay, so we've got snooker cues. Have you got any more facts on the snooker cues
for
us?
Well, the place used to be called, I don't know how you pronounce this in Norwegian, but it's Hjemmet.
Hjemmet.
Tilde Sterk Tranry, which is home of the strong trees. That's what that area used
to
be called.
Okay. Well, that sounds kind of maybe quite legit. I don't know. What are you thinking, Zoe? We've got Greeks with no spleens. We've got.
Remember that
meat
when they're drunk,
meat
they put
wallet.
They put meat wallet. I'm sure I've seen that advertised at 3 o'clock in the morning.
No, moving swiftly along from that one into strong trees strong and trees. Snooker cues.
I think the spleen is the lie.
Okay, that's your guess. I'm on the fence between the spleen and the dried meats, so I don't know. Okay. I believe the snooker cues one. Text us. We're going to play a song.
Don't Google it. Please don't Google it. Just try thinking logically.
Thinking logically on the mind trench. Nah. Something that has never been done before.
I've never done it.
You have picked us a song to listen to while we all ponder what could be the lie here.
Yes.
What have you picked for
us? This is Althea and Donna with Uptown Top Ranking. One of the best summer songs ever.
All right, while we're playing this, text us. What's the truth? Or the truths, and what's the lie?
See me in my heels and ting. Them checks say we hip and ting. True, them no know and ting. We have them going and ting. Now pop no style. Are strictly roots. Now pop no style. On the road and you not call out to me. Do you see me in my pants and tee? See me in my altar back. Send me give you heart attack. Give me little bass, make me wine out my waist. Up, down, top ranking. See me in my Benz and ting. Dolly true constant spring. Checks say we come from Cosmo Spring, but the truth them no know anything. Them no know say we top ranking, uptown top ranking. Should I see me and the ranking dread? Check out we jamming and ting. Love is all I bring in a McCarthy suit and ting. In our khaki suit and ting. Love is all I bring. In our khaki suit and ting. Now pop no style. A strictly roots. Now pop no style. A strictly roots.
Excellent song choice there. Rob, what have we got? Althea and Donna, Uptown Ranking. Okay, lots of texts coming in for people trying to work out what is the truth, what is the lie, or the truths and the lie. Remind us again of your three facts.
One, that ancient Greeks used to remove their spleen so they could run faster. Well, it's first used to carry dried meat. And all top range snooker cues are made from ash from a certain place in northern Norway.
Well, most of the texters seem to think that it's the spleen that is the lie. We have got a text from Nick who says Hellenic splenectomy is bogus. Somebody else has said the spleen one is the lie. There's no way the ancient Greeks are doing elective surgery for fun when most surgery probably killed the patients. I was on the sort of fence with this one, and these texts haven't swayed me because I still just can't get past the idea of a tiny wallet for dried meat. Why would you have a tiny little pouch for dried meat when you're, you know,
just for a snack, just hanging out with some friends, having some dried meat?
If anybody else was doing it, you'd do it just to be part of the crowd. That's how these things happen. Cool.
That's true. A few other people agree with me on the dried meat front. Everybody generally seems to think the ash is legit.
Well, how wrong you all are, because it's the snooker cues.
What?
They are made from ash. They are made from ash, but from everywhere.
Oh God.
You got me so good on that.
How did they remove spleens?
I don't know. I checked it out. It checks out. They used to do it. You can do it,
and
obviously.
What era are we talking about for the tiny dried meat pouches?
I think that was sort of like Stone Age.
Wow.
To, you know.
Absolutely.
Until garages opened up and you could go down to the garage to buy stuff. I don't know.
Oh, dear.
But there was a ring of truth to the snooker one, because some of them are made out of ash. But they're certainly not. That place existed, and that home of the strong trees, I just went to Google what's his name and just wrote in English and saw what it come out in Norwegian.
Oh, my gosh.
Those were all the facts that sold it to me. So you did well there. Well disguised.
Yeah. Oh, I'm so mad.
You win this round, bud of bollocks. Living up to your name there. Well done.
Yeah,
all right. Thank you for that. We'll see you next week with a poem, perhaps.
Oh, no, I will do. I've just been doing other stuff and my brain's full up.
Too busy coming up with elaborate lies. Fair enough.
Yeah, welcome to my world.
See you later.
See ya.
The Mind Trench with Rob Bollocks, only on 95 BFM.
I feel well in-